As a paper boy, early on Sunday mornings, before delivering the Chicago Herald American, I would first go to the 6 a.m. Mass at St. Mary's Star of the Sea, and then proceed to do my paper route. Growing up as a faithful Roman Catholic youngster in the 1950s, I still remember going to my church on those Sunday mornings and having to pay a dime to the usher as I entered. I was told that it was payment for my seat in the pew. I didn't question it. Everyone else paid, so I thought it was normal. Business as usual. I assume as he grew up, Jesus, a faithful Jew, went to the Jerusalem temple on high holy days. So on this particular day, I don't think Jesus was surprised by the animals and money changers. They had always been there. He didn't show up this day and say, "Holy smokes, there are animals and money changers in here. I didn't know that. This is so wrong." The animals and money changers had always been there. That's how the system worked. It was normal, business as usual, for them to be there. They were there to exchange the sacrilegious Roman coins for temple coins in order to purchase an animal and offer it as a sacrifice. In the gospel this morning, Jesus really got ticked off. I think, however, the animals and the money changers were not the problem. Well, yeah, they were part of the problem. But they were more than that. They were the symptom that something else was going on. The people, especially the Pharisees, knew that the temple had to be treated with utmost reverence. Yet they still chose to disrespect this holy place. Jesus wanted to remind everybody that the temple is the embodiment of God. And as part of God, it is expected for people to show reverence to it. I think Jesus went to the temple that day for one purpose and one intention: to finally throw out, to overturn this business as usual. I think there are times, I know I can speak for myself, when we need the tables of our life overturned and the animals shooed out, because it's just so easy to fall into the trap of business as usual. I'm sure there have been times in our lives when we realized that this business as usual was costing us our life. Or there may be times when we realize that business as usual was leaving us spiritually bankrupt. Or maybe there have been times in our lives when we continue to do what we've always done and nothing changed. Business as usual, it can happen anywhere. It can happen in friendships. It can happen in marriages, parenting, work, church. It's all the habits and routines we fall into that cause us to sleepwalk through this world. We look, but we don't see. We listen, but we don't hear. We speak, but we don't say anything. There are 1,000 reasons and ways in which we fall into business as usual. But I think, I believe that forgetfulness is usually the main culprit. Business as usual is born of forgetfulness. It happens every time we forget the original beauty of our world and we desecrate it. It happens whenever we forget the dignity of humanity, ours and everyone else's. It happens whenever we forget that we have been created in the image and likeness of God. It happens whenever we forget the grace and the possibilities bestowed upon us in our baptism. It happens when we close ourselves off to the future. If this gospel tells us anything this morning, it tells us that we are not intended to live a business as usual life. It's too small for us. Lent is a season that invites us to look at the ways our life has become mindlessly routine, business as usual. Lent is a season that invites us to look at the ways to make changes, clean out, prepare for a new life, a new day, a third day. Lent is the season to consider what business as usual looks like in our lives today. What tables need to be overturned? What animals need to be driven out? What does the temple of your life need today? And most importantly, what are you willing to do about it? Amen.